Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Columbus and D-Mac.
We welcome to the show Mayor Hancock. And first of all, Mayor, good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, D-Mac and Tyler?
Hey, we appreciate you taking the time to be on with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Who did the Broncos sign today?
Nobody yet.
Nobody today. But they've had a pretty good offseason.
Day's young. So
yeah, day's young. I'm waiting for a receiver, man. We need a receiver.
In free agency?
Yes.
No, come on, Mayor.
Oh, no.
All right, give me a name.
We need a receiver, D-Mac. We're going to draft one at 15.
Give me a name. You know who we said Mayor Hancock was? Emmanuel Sanders. And he's,
you know what?
He signed a.
I had him too.
Well, he signed a huge. Did you see what he signed for in New Orleans?
I did not.
Dude, it's like $9 million a year.
Wow.
That's going to happen.
But just imagine Emmanuel with Breeze. Oh, it's going to be.
Oh, I know. Yes, it's going to be good for them. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about what should we all know and what did you declare today?
Well, today I amended our public health order to mandate stay-at-home order for all residents who are not part of essential operations in our commerce and government. And so basically what that means is if you're not part of one of the listed industries or essential operations that we have on our order, which will be on our website at denvergov.org, it's mandated that you stay home outside of doing essential errands like going to the grocery store, pharmacy, doctor's office, things of that nature.
Mayor Hancock, I know it's not just one thing, but what happened over the weekend that led you to this decision?
Actually, it's been a decision I've been grappling with for a while. I've talked to a lot of regional elected officials, commissioners, county commissioners, mayors, watching what's happening around the country. The governor and I have talked every day. And I just believe that reality, as you look at the history, cities that get on this right away, sooner than later, tend to do better as are more effective in combating these type of epidemics. Secondly, the trends were continuing to go up. They weren't going in the right direction that we needed them to with the actions we had taken. And thirdly, you know what? The sooner you get on this, the least amount of time you experience this economic pain. And, you know, people are out of work. People are nervous and concerned. Our normal lives have been disrupted. And you know what? I want to get on top of this thing. I want us to begin to flatten this curve and get on the other side so we can begin to repair lives and quite frankly, livelihoods.
All right. Just for the sake of argument, let's assume I'm an idiot. And I decide to get with my 15 friends a game of volleyball/a picnic in City Park. And we're headed there Thursday afternoon because it's 65 and sunny. What's going to happen?
You idiots are the reason why we're doing this order. Because, you know, the reality is, you know, in all seriousness, you know, this isn't just about violating some government order. The reality is we're trying to save lives. You could literally kill someone unknowingly by continuing to engage in those type of activities while we're still trying to figure out this virus. And so when we saw Wash Park this weekend, people playing volleyball, you know, you had these pickup games and basketball. Right. Those are the things that, quite frankly, are killing folks today. And right. So we're going to have park rangers going in and very, you know, kindly and say, listen, break it up. It's a 6-foot physical distancing order that's in place. If you're not in the park for recreation or walking and hiking, we ask you to go home.
All right. So no ticket. You'll be asked to disperse. Yeah. And is that about it? Or could there be tickets and fines for this type of thing?
If you defy the order, you know, first of all, we're there to educate you and inform you why we're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And two, we're there to encourage you or discourage the activity that you're undertaking and give you direction. Go home. And if you don't do that, then we take the next step of enforcement, which could be citation and or potential arrest. But that is the far end of what we're trying to do. I hope and believe that people will comply.
So could I still go to DIA?
You can go to DIA if you're traveling out. Yep.
Okay. Can I public transportation? Is that affected at all?
If you're one of the essential or undergoing an essential operation, you're going to go grocery store, check on a loved one, an older adult, vulnerable person, going to a job that's under essential operation, yes, you can be on public transportation.
So what's the difference between this and shelter in place?
It's a phraseology. Shelter in place is what happens for a very brief time when we have, for example, an active shooter. And so as a mayor, many mayors have stopped using the shelter in place verbiage. This is a stay at home. That's really what it is. We're asking you to stay home.
You know, Denver is obviously one of the most densely populated areas in the state, so it makes sense that you would be the first one to do it. Do you expect to see this carry on throughout the state?
Yeah, I hope so. We've had conversations with many of our regional neighbors and strongly encourage that we all do this together. And, you know, Denver is unique. Outside of Broomfield, there's no other city that is combined city and county government or a strong mayor where the mayor can make the determination. Obviously, I consulted, worked with city council on this. But many of those jurisdictions have to go to their county commissioners for a vote. The mayor has to go to city council for a vote. So we understand that. But we wanted to go ahead and do what we had to do so that we could signal to everyone else that we believe this is the right move.
What's how's Denver doing with hospitals, ventilators, masks, tests? How are we doing on that?
Right now, there's not a major problem. Obviously, well, first of all, with regard to supplies, PPEs, we need those supplies very critically and as fast as possible. The point I was about to make was with regards to capacity in terms of hospital beds. That can change, and we expect it to change very quickly. Right now, we don't have a problem, but we expect within a week we're going to have a real serious problem. It could change within days. So that's one reason why I made the order today.
You know, this may be more appropriate for Governor Polis, but I know you're talking to him every day. Yeah. I was wondering, I've seen that when this first, like a week ago, Colorado was like number 5 in the country in terms of active cases. And yes, today I see we're just outside, right around 10, 11, something like that, which on the surface you say, oh, well, that's good. But I do wonder, Mayor, was that just of a case of Colorado being a little bit better with testing and, you know, sort of getting things out there than some of these other states?
You know, it could be. But let me just say this, that as other states are beginning to find presumptive positive results on some tests, as testing becomes more prevalent, you're going to see these numbers spike all over the country.
Right.
This is going to get far worse before it gets better. And the reality is there's no need to play political with it. The reality is we may have people walking around today who are asymptomatic,
right,
who don't know they have it, and they are infecting everyone else. And so within a matter of days, weeks, we could see these numbers blow up in a way they absolutely create a major concern or hysteria for people because we just didn't know. And so when you look at those numbers, it's important to not get too excited or too prideful, because the reality is when we start amping up tests, and because the federal government was wholly unprepared for this, we're going to find that we have a bigger problem than we thought.
How's the city of Denver doing with the tests, the centers that are available? Where can people go to even figure out how they can get tested?
Well, the first thing they do is go visit their doctor if they're experiencing any kind of symptoms. If, first of all, if you believe that you may be infected with the virus, we ask you to stay at home. If you're not feeling well, stay at home. Call your doctor and let your doctor guide you as to whether or not you should take a test. You know, I have a friend who reached out to me this weekend and said, listen, I'm experiencing runny nose, sneezing. Do you think I should get a COVID-19 test? And the reality is those are not the symptoms of coronavirus. My thought was call your doctor, but from everything I've read, everything I've seen, all the briefings that I've received, those are not the symptoms. It's a dry cough. It's a fever. You know, those are the things that are more, you know, emblematic of the presence of the COVID-19.
Mayor, have you had a test?
I have not had a test. I have not experienced any symptoms either that might be consistent with needing a test. But I promise you, if I ever felt the slightest inkling that I needed to get tested, I would shut it down instantly and get in contact with my physician.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you're a fan of the fan, and we know you are. And
absolutely. Listen to y'all every day.
I appreciate it. And, man, thank you for your leadership here. And if there's anything else you want us to pass along, we'd be more than happy to do so. What's the website again for people to be updated with stuff?
You bet. DenverGov.org.
DenverGov.org.
And you'll see the COVID-19 tab there. You can go in there, and all the information should be there for you already. We uplinked it the moment I finished the presser.
All right.
Thank you, Mayor Hancock.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Wild times, man.
ColoradoGov.org if you've got any questions. And just, you know, common sense here. Common sense. And encourage younger people in your life to have common sense as well. I struggle. I got my own issues at home.
If we actually can have common sense, maybe the entire state, the entire country isn't going to have to do this. But more than likely, we are going to if we can't have common sense.
Okay, football at 4. Let's go over where the Broncos have moved. There's some actually pretty interesting NFL news out there. There's somebody who's not available now that I thought would have been a perfect fit for the Broncos. Details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.